Right now, let's go on out to Wendy Patrick, attorney, media analyst, theologian. Wendy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Dr. Zhu.
So let's get into it. What is the legal issue here? This is North Carolina versus the federal government, correct?
That's right. But it's actually more interesting than that as of Monday, because now we've got dueling lawsuits. So we've gone from the bathroom to the courtroom on both sides of the aisle. You've got the DOJ suing North Carolina and North Carolina suing the DOJ. Both are arguing their respective sides, but it really comes down to who can use which bathroom, and should this be a matter that is for the state to decide, or does it violate the federal law regarding discrimination? That is the DOJ's argument.
And on what grounds was it violating, being discriminatory?
Well, the argument that North Carolina made, that some other states have made, again, generating enormous amounts of controversy, has been that they believe they should be able to require people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender at birth, regardless of whether or not they currently identify with the opposite gender.
And gender at birth, because I really want to get into this, because it gets, when you really start teasing it apart, it gets weird. So gender at birth means how you were identified on your birth certificate, right?
That's right. We're talking anatomy, yes.
Right. So if you are what we used to call testicular feminization, meaning you are XY, you're a male, but you don't respond to testosterone, therefore your external characteristics appear female, they would be required to go to the female bathroom. And to be fair, I mean, those are usually raised as females.
You know, and as a doctor, I knew you would raise something along those lines, because it's such an interesting question.
Right.
And yeah, it is so interesting. And you wonder whether or not, you know, those people were afforded a higher level of really ease with which you can use whichever facility you want, now coming more into the mainstream, where perhaps, you know, you were born, you know, squarely one sex or the other, but you truly identify with the other sex. So the interesting part of this argument now has gone to all of the different rationales that states like North Carolina use. They use privacy, they use safety, and, you know, the North Carolina governor has repeatedly been giving news conferences where he, you know, represents, he is squarely against any kind of discrimination against the LGBT community.
He's against it, but he's willing to do it, right? Or at least...
That's what's so tricky about this, is he's against it, but is he by de facto doing it by requiring this particular bathroom policy? He is the first to say he doesn't want to be the bathroom police, but because this issue has arisen, he felt compelled to act, and now we've got these dueling lawsuits, which, by the way, Dr. Drew, a lot of members of the LGBT community say, hey, you know what, that's great, let's let the courts decide it once and for all, so we don't have to keep arguing about it in the court of public opinion. Let's get it into a court of law.
Okay. Well, as usual, that's where things often end up. And California has passed a gender-neutral restroom bill, right? So we have...
Right.
So tell me what that is.
Well, California is really sort of seeking what a lot of different states are seeking. They're really trying to find a middle ground. They're trying to find out whether or not they can have a gender-neutral bathroom option that will avoid all of this. And other states are going to be doing the same thing. You know, everybody's kind of on the verge of trying to find a compromise that isn't discriminatory.
You will be surprised that most transgender very much object to the gender-neutral thing. They still feel like they're marginalized, and it's sort of a contrary to the inclusionary policies they're looking for. A friend of mine who's an airline pilot, who's female to male, male to female, transgender, extremely intelligent, accomplished person, and she was saying that the gender neutral thing, it just kicks the can down the road. It begs the issue.
That's right. And, you know, and that's really what comes up in California sometimes, because California is proposing a single stall restroom option in public buildings and businesses. And what they call it is, you know, it's really an all gender facility, which I agree is different than what you've just described and what many other people are describing as well.
So that is our solution in California. Does that mean every business is going to have a third bathroom or one? How does that work?
Well, here's the way, and we're talking about, for your listeners, Assembly Bill 1732, which was advanced to the Senate actually after a 52-18 vote. What they're talking about there is, quote, any business establishment, place of public accommodation, or government agency to become an all-gender facility starting next year. Now, that's different than some states are requiring. It's certainly drastically different from North Carolina. What's what's interesting about this controversy from a sort of a perspective of a state by state, who's going to do what, everybody's looking at the states that are pioneers in this fight, regardless of which side they're on,
right,
to try to see how the public reacts. And we're seeing more polls than we are Trump versus Clinton on this issue the last couple of days, on people weighing in as to how they think we should handle it.